Mayam Dakecha, which we're trying to finish the Movai. On page Tes, Omar Masefa on the bottom of the right side, Zayin. This is in general about the Sefer and the intention of the Mechaber. Normally, it's something to read to oneself, but I think it's very important to read this part and also Dvar Mal HaLoimer HaYakar that's coming up. Let's try to finish this today. It's very important. It's the tone, the intent, the tachlis, the neshama of the Sefer. So the Svarim say that Hagdama is the neshama, is the soul of the Sefer. So it's important to do this. So on page Tes, on the right column on the bottom, Zayin, V'hine bevadai kol Yehudi reitz legilaza. Bevadai, certainly, every Jew wants to reach this, wants to achieve what we're talking about. To be able to have a true tanduk in Avodas Hashem, to be filled with a tanduk pnimi, with a joy and a delight in being a Jew in every mitzvah, in every tefillah, in every minute of learning Torah, they should be filled with simcha and with tanduk. We certainly all want that. Raka hasha'elehi ma'hi adarach liskais lazeh. And it's what we're all thinking about as we're learning this, to how does one come to this? How is one zeichet to this? These are things that we didn't grow up hearing. People can go their entire lives without ever asking themselves, why is it that I'm doing all of these things? For many Jews, being frum is far from being a passion or a joy. It's just it's a tzura sachayim. It's a tzura sachayim. It's a certain lifestyle. The marshal, you have a person. He's a tyri, a wonderful Jew, and he gets up every day early in the morning and he goes to shul. He's a tired. But he gets to shul every day, 5-10 minutes late. And when he's there, his davening is kamat, bli lev, bli nefesh, there's nothing with his davening. It's just the words. There are thousands and thousands of from people like this. He's a tired. He gets up every single day. Why does he get up every day? He gets up to go to shul. He doesn't really go on time. And when he's there, he really doesn't do anything. He just mumbles a few words, doesn't think about them, and just talks a little bit and leaves. So what is it that drives him to come to shul every day? Why does he go? So there's a tzura sachayim. It doesn't seem to be much religious interest. Shkai, thanks, I'm sorry for the trouble. Doesn't seem to be much religious interest or investment, but there's a tzura sachayim. It's a certain way of living that for whatever reason he wants to preserve, and therefore it doesn't, the religious act itself is almost always devoid of religious content, with the exception of a few minutes on Yom Kippur here and there or something, but generally is Yiddishkeit is devoid of any einigit, of any pleasure at all. So where do you find in the world, if you go to some farmer in Alabama, and you ask him, like, why are you doing this? Like, the things that he does, he has an answer. Why he does them. It's because he earns a living doing this. It's because he has pleasure doing this. It gives him some sort of feeling of accomplishment, whatever it might be. But yet, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, we see the keseda, that a person can live his entire life, and when you ask him, what is it that gets you to shul? What got you to shul every morning? What got you to shul every morning for 87 years? What got you to shul? Was it Ahavas Hashem? Was it Dveikus Hashem? You came late, you left early, you were talking half the time, and when you were saying some words, you didn't think about them. Why would a person spend his life doing that? Why would you do that? Why do that? Why get up and do that? There's a tzura sachayim. There's a certain way of living. It's a certain picture of yourself that you have. You picture yourself as an Orthodox Jew. And that picture of an Orthodox Jew includes certain things. Some will even be saying brachas and benching a little bit, skipping words and finishing up and not really knowing what bracha to say for this or not saying a bracha achrayna for that. But there's a certain picture that you have of yourself. This sefer is a rebellion against such a way of life. Not chas v'chalila to take away the tzura sechai, but to answer the question of why is it that I'm doing this? Why do I do this? What's the tachlis? And it's not theology, it's not philosophy. Theology, philosophy doesn't get a person to go to shul every day. It's not, and not to daven with feeling. Maya derech luzkos l'zeh. So how is one zoche to this? Kafilu shebevad, I call Yehudi zoche l'hargish, b'meshe chayev, as a tanuk b'avetz Hashem esbarach. Certainly, at some times in life, every Jew feels this tanuk of serving Hashem. V'sachibur b'hargosha pnimis al habaris barach, and feeling some connection with the hargosha pnimis, with Hashem. Become a kom yeshnam Yehudim yikarim, but there are some very wonderful Jews who have these feelings very rarely, hardly at all. We're already talking about this category, which all of us are in this category. Otherwise, we wouldn't be learning these things. We wouldn't be involved in these things, trying. Reitzim anu lizkais lichyas amuna. Loma nigar. We want to be able to have such a mitzias lichyas amuna, to live in amuna. V'lizkais lizchaber lidabik lizanik l'Hashemzbar. To have this connection, this dveikis, and this tanik. Tasha. Eich megiim l'hargis as Hashemzbar. How does one come to this? Lahargish as Hashem is Baruch. V'luchyos es mitziyuso v'chol rega v'rega. And to live every moment that mitziyus of Hashem. Ech zoichim sha'alimud v'hatfila. How are we zoichim that our learning and our davening yu betanug v'dveikis pnimis v'chai should be in such a way of tanug and v'dveikis pnimis v'chai alive im Hashem is Baruch. Together with Hashem is Baruch. V'gam, mishukvah chen zoche l'hargish, and a person who already is zoche to have such hargashes on a regular basis, chen zoche l'hargish. Shoyl haloyez manim, shebehma adam hargish chay sechiyas. But even such a person goes through times when he doesn't feel any chiyas. V'hed there are, and all the light is gone. And it's very hard to continue on to live in a way of Vegas. Ma ev shalas is bizmanim elu. So what can a person do during those times? Even the one who is living a life of Dveikus and Tanug Bashan. But during those times, ma ev shalas is bizmanim elu. Ech lizkais lehischaber Hashem Yisbarach mitarch Tanug b'chol matzav uzman b'chayim. How is it possible to be zerchet of mischabet Hashem? Mitach tanuk b'chol matzav zman b'chaim in every time of life. That means the energy that we have for that is coming to a large extent comes from the yontif of Chanukah. So Mitzvah we'll talk more about during Chanukah, but it comes from Chanukah. Ubenoisav, and also halo yesh lo adam gam tzarchem gashmiyim. Everybody's thinking that, listen, what do you mean, Dveikus, a life of Dveikus and Tanu Bashem? There are things, I have Tzarchim Gashmi, there are physical things that I have to take care of and I have their needs. Vatanu Gashmi, Mapil, next page, I said Ruchni is. And the Tanugam that I have in Gashmi is, a Mapil, the Ruchni is. Every person, we all grow up feeling that there's a steer between Gashmi's and Ruchni's. There's a stira between the neshama and the guf. And we've read that, and we've heard that, and we've got shiurim and sikhis and everything that there's a stira between the neshama and the guf. There's a constant battle. There's a fight between the neshama and the guf. And Chavis Lomis says that any time that I indulge my body, it's at the expense of my neshama. So a person, you mean I can't enjoy a good meal, I can't enjoy a tiyul, an outing or something, and every time I enjoy something in the Olam HaGuf, it's on the cheshbon of my neshama. So I'm not prepared to let go of my tanugim gashmi. A person thinks that in order to be able to be on this program that this tzaddik is talking about, or the program of Yiddishkeit that the Ramchal begins with, l'sa'anik b'Hashem, al Hashem, that in order to be on that program, I have to give up my other stuff. That's one of the deepest manias to living life of Dveikus b'Hashem. That feeling that was drilled into us since we're kids, since we're learning, that every tanug gashmi is on the cheshbon of a tanug ruchni. That anything, any such an idea of entering into a life of Dveikus b'Hashem means like my regular tanugim are done. And I'm not ready to give up those tanugim. I enjoy my meal. I enjoy the pleasures of life. And I don't want to give them up. And these are all very beautiful things for tzaddikim. L'sa'anik l'Hashem is a beautiful thing for tzaddikim, and I respect and I'm grateful to Kadosh Baruch that there are people like that in the world. But I'm not one of those people. I enjoy the world. I have simple pleasures, and I have other pleasures that might not be so simple. And I don't want to have to give them up, because I understand that in order for me to go onto this program, it means by definition that I'm surrendering to a different way of thinking, a different way of living, and I don't want to give up the life that I enjoy. I don't want to give that up. V'harbe b'nei aliyah margishim shal yosem netzeres, and many b'nei aliyah, many people who are b'nei aliyah, feel that their aliyah, that they're ascending, that they're growing stronger at different times is netzeres, just comes to a stop. B'glal tanuge ha'olam hamukhrachim, there are tanuge ha'olam hamukhrachim, that things in life that are necessary. And besides the things in life that are necessary, those tanugim of this world that are part of life, eating and other things, v'shar pitui ha-yetzer, then there is the pituim of the Yetzer Hara that get in the way of that chibur, that connection, that tanugim of Avodas Hashem. V'she'losam b'libam, ma'osam. So what am I supposed to do? Eich miskadshim. How am I to be miskadesh? How am I to rise above all of this? I don't want to give everything up in my life. I'm not prepared to do that. I'm no Yitzhak Avinu by the Akedah. How am I supposed to be miskadesh? How am I supposed to live such an elevated life? V'zaisa sherbonu b'sefer zeh, and that's the tachlis of this sefer. Liftoch ma'at, to gradually open up before the person, before each one of us. Birachmav yizbaruch. Es ashar l'derach lizkois luchyos chaye emes. The gate to be able to be zoiche to live chaye emes, a true life. B'tanug emes, with true tanug. Lizkois lahakir b'yichud Hashem yizbaruch. To live a life of constant awareness in Yichud Hashem, v'lichyois es mitziyuso, and to live that mitzius of Yichud Hashem, u'lahargishai u'laschar be'imo, and to feel this, to connect to this, v'chol zman u'matzav, in every time and matzav, u'laslich lamud mul bilbuli hayetzer, and to be able to be strong and to stand up to the bilbulim, the confusion that's brought by the Yetzer Hara. Ki neshama tzmeya rak l'Hashem Yisbarach. Because the neshama of a Jew is tzmeya, is thirsting, Rak l'Hashem Yisbarach. Liskois l'haskel v'yadoa osi. To be zeicha to that knowing, that attachment to Hashem. V'chol retzoinu rak l'schar b'yivu. That's the whole rotzen of the neshama, is this connection. U'lihidabek bo. Ki zeh kol ha'odah. On page Yud Aleph, there are instructions of how to learn this sefer. And again, normally I wouldn't do this, but I think it's very important here. And it doesn't take long. Let's try to go through it quickly. And then we'll begin Mircham next week with Ahavas Yisrael. Kedei l'kabel b'ez Hashem mismeiv ha-toelis me'asef anayas sumas ha-leiv l'kamin yon. In order to gain the most that we can from the sefer, we need to pay attention to these following points. Aleph. Kol inyan bonui kemaim shalom. Each inyan, it's in the order of aleph base. Each inyan is a complete binyan. It's a complete sugya. Bifnei atzmo. Independent of the other sugyas, each one is separate. Lekach yeshnam yesaidas. Therefore, there are certain yesodos, certain basic principles, hanechpolim b'sefer kamapom, that are going to be repeated in the different, different Ma'amarim, they're going to be, like the principle of Yichud Hashem, of course, is going to be over and over. So that there's going to be repetition. Pam Baruch Pam B'Ktzar. Sometimes a little bit longer, sometimes shorter. Vein Beis HaMedrash B'Lei Chiddush, K'al Yidei HaChazor V'Hashinun, HaDvar Misbarim Oid V'Oid. So first of all, he says that through constant review and repetition, even if sometimes those words are identical to what was in an earlier Maimer, and the concept is the same concept, that's intentional. Because even if we're not the type to go back and review, we're going to be forced to meet up with these concepts over and over till they become part of us. Misyashim al halev. And the misyashim al halev, they're able to penetrate into our hearts. Bez Hashem. Beis. Rov ha'aruz b'sefer, regarding the footnotes. Now there are different ways to do that. Einan in yanim tzadim. Sometimes, in when you're reading a book, and we're used to this from reading all kinds of books, secular books, the footnote is sort of like an extra thing. It's not crucial to understanding the sefer or the book. The footnote is something which is a tosefes. She says, "Rav ha'aris b'sefer einan in yanim tzadim." Most of the ha'aris, the notes are not in yanim tzadim side or extra things. It's deepening and sharpening and strengthening what's in the actual text. Not something just interesting or fun or exciting to you might want to look into a little bit more. It's the inyan itself, ba'oimik and ba'harchav. Fein chelik bilti nifrad miha'inyan. Inseparable from the inyan itself. That's why in this sefer, almost every note we're going to learn. It's unusual, don't usually do that, but here, almost every note has to be learned. I did the entire sefer when I got it, and there are only two or three that are just a word or two to clarify something, but otherwise the notes are all the hamak and harchava of the sefer itself. He suggests to learn the entire Maimer, to learn that parak, or at least that part of the parak. Kedei l'kabel surasa d'shmaisa, to get the general idea. Rak achakach loshuv la'ayin b'ha'aris. They have to look into ha'aris. You know, sometimes like this, sometimes we'll do it differently. L'vat toichin inyanim hitfasna gam toichin inyanim aruch. There's a table of contents, a longer one from Atari Kozbo, and the purpose of the longer table of contents is a way of summarizing, not just to find something, but a way of reviewing and summarizing. Because each of the headings of the paragraphs are brought, if each mimer are brought in the table of contents, is a way of reviewing and reminding. But I have to repeat over and over that anybody who really wants to acquire these inyanim, and it's not just another interesting sefer, something that's fascinating, but really, writes a liknais kinyan bedvar, You have to review and review and go over and to try to practice, put into practice, till it becomes Torah delay, your Torah. In besikumim, through your own summaries also, writing your own summaries, b'chazaras and chazara, in b'chidushim, or adding your own ideas, talking about them, working on them, bringing them into the family, discussing them, and so on. Everybody can have chidushim here. The Torah is sitting in a corner and it's waiting. The Torah is open. It's waiting for everybody to have his own insights, his own chidushim. Dalit. Nobody besides Divrei Baal HaShor Mitfilah B'Hakdamah. So I'm going to bring what Rav Shamshon Pinkus wrote in the introduction to his sefer. Some of you might have learned. Shor Mitfilah. Hanoigim gam l'sefer zeh. That apply to this sefer as well. V'zeh l'shan. This is what Rav Shamshon says over there. Heyo sobo b'sefer in yonim rabim maschalfim. Since there are many, many different in yonim in the sefer. Alkein ha'roysel ha'pik to'elos me'a sefer. If you want to really gain from the sefer, aside from knowing something, but you really want to grow from the sefer. Yirishalo yilmoid by harbi b'pamachas. You should see to it, don't learn a lot at one time. If you're the type that you like to fly through something, that you just like to, you know, you're planning your next theme or something, if you're the type that you like to just fly through things, he says, don't do that over here. Don't do that over here. If you really want to this sefer should make a difference in your life, and it's not just some new ideas, because there aren't so many new ideas, but if you really want this to change your life, then learn a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. Ela ma'at ma'at b'chol pa. Ma'at ma'at b'chol pa. To chew it slowly and carefully. V'alzen nemar harbois b'dvar shloi toiv. Regarding this, it says, if you swallow a lot of honey, it's not good for you. Shemitzat echad kal lasik b'harbe. On the one hand, it's a pleasure, as you'll see, it's a pleasure to learn this sefer. And one could learn it, and so it's so enjoyable. It's such a wonderful sefer. But this is what Rav Shalom Shpik is writing about Shor Mitfilah, but it applies to this as well. That it's there's a type to just swallow it quickly. Lufisha inyanim marishkim sakriya, because the inyanim draw you in. They draw you in, and it's very easy to just want to finish it quickly. If you do it that way, it'll seem to you that there's a lot of repetition. And you won't notice the subtle differences of how these yesodas are applying in each of the different prok, those yesodas. It'll just become a big mush. But if you learn slowly, you'll gain the to'elas from each mime. That's what Rav Shav Shapinkis writes in the introduction. And b'ikr, one has to be careful not only with learning this sefer, but with how you try to apply what you're learning in this sefer. You don't, not to try to all of a sudden everything that you're learning right away. Achila, ahavas yisrael, achila, to everything right away to make part of your life. Ela lechas midarga, madrega acha madrega. But to go madrega acha madrega, slowly to bislach, one level, another level, the feet in yana. Ad she yiske liknais hakol beza Hashem Yisbarach. Looking for no yud gimel. Gam yesh losim leif, and also be careful. Shabadarchi Havoda, when it comes to Darchi Havoda, again, not just studying something because it's interesting, but Darchi Havoda, Yesh Madregas Rabbis, but Sarchli Zar, one has to be careful. Lasik Rakbid Dvarim Akrav Melov, as far as actually putting into practice, be careful that you should be holding by that. But Dvarim Akrav Melov, where you're able, what you're able to do, and you try, and it's not going to destroy your life. And that means you should always be shooting for something that's slightly above you at this time. But if there's something that when you're learning it and then you review it a few times and it seems like, whoa, this is just not for now. I can't do this now. It's just beyond me now. Then leave it. You should always be, the avodah should be with, the avodah should be in that tchum that is just slightly beyond you at this time. Slightly beyond you. Ma'at l'malim adregosu ka'is. V'lo lasev g'dvarim, next page, v'lo lasev g'dvarim g'vohim midai b'shvilo, not to be Isaac. I mean, you learned it, but not to be Isaac practically in things that are just g'vohim midai b'shvilo, that are way beyond you. Ka'afilu sh'tzorach sh'yil ha'adam sh'ifas g'doilus. Because even though a person should have great sh'ifas, this is one of the main problems that people have growing up, learning in the Musa Sfarim. But the Musa Sfarim are talking about people that are about Chavetz Chaims and Rabbi Yisrael Salantes. They're talking just about people that are. And also when you're learning the Narmeli Malachim, you learn different Sfarim, you're learning about Tzaddikim and Madregas of Tzaddikim and so on. And you look at these things and you have sheifas, you have big sheifas. You know, you want to be the person that the Rabbi Lamab is describing. You want to be the person that the Nevardik, the altar from the Nevardik, is talking about. But mikomakom ha'avayde b'poyel, and it's good to learn these things and to be in wonder of the greatness of Yiddishkeit and the potential that every Jew has. But you have to be careful. Ha'avayde b'poyel, when it comes to your practical, actual avayde, chayevus dios rak l'fi madrigosa. It has to be l'fi your madrigo. B'simcha. And one of the greatest and clearest signs that you're operating in your tchum is that you feel an increasing simcha with your Yiddishkeit. Not that you're feeling increasingly miserable over it, but you're feeling more and more simcha. More and more simcha. L'fi madrigoso, b'simcha. B'simcha. Avl imhu chacham be'einav. Lachteif madregas, but if you want to be a big chacham, lachteif madregas, and you want to grab higher madregas, soifai sheyipol agarme chas hashom. Soifai that chas hashom you're going to fall and go even to a lower place than you were before you started. Ki adam tzarech lalois kol yomav. Ki adam tzarech lalois kol yomav, because even though we don't know from one moment to the next, each one of us, where we're going to be, if we're going to be, the avodah is a gradual ascent. Lalis kol yomav, to try to get higher and stronger through life. Oid vaid, loyla stapik b'muad. Not talking about being stapik b'muad, not talking about being satisfied, not to be satisfied. Not to just sit back, to be satisfied. Loyla stapik b'muad. But to be careful how you're going up. To be careful how you're going up. Not to be complacent, not to be stuck, not to be satisfied, to want more, but to be careful. To be careful how you're going up the stairs. Not to, you know, you see sometimes a young person that they jump up three stairs. You have to be careful how you're going up the stairs. Yizar ma'oid lalos madrega acha madrega. This is. Now we're all thinking, yeah, I get that. Of course, that's posh. But in all different kinds of ways that people don't realize that can cause a tremendous chorban. Also, it can cause a chorban besides within oneself. It can cause a chorban with one's family. It can cause a chorban in one's marriage. It can cause a chorban with one's children. And you have to be very careful. So even though there are times when you feel that I'm fine with this and this other this makes me happy and I want this next madrega, b'chol zos you have to be careful to see, to look around you, and to be careful. U'befrat b'limud sefer kazeh, and especially when you're learning this type of a sefer, tzarech ma'oid lehizar shelo lekablo biribui or. To be very careful not to pour in too much oil at one time. You have to be very careful. There could be a ribui or there could be too much light, because the sefer is a lichtige sefer, and every every mimer is not a mimer of ideas and vertlach. There's no vertlach over here. There's no vertlach. There's no interesting Torah's vertlach to be able to say something catchy, you know, at a chasna, you're standing by the smorgasbord and you want to impress a friend. There's nothing here like that. No vertlach over here. No catchy vertlach. It's avoida. Straight, unfiltered avoida. A derech and avoida is Hashem. And it's meant to be something which is lived, not just learned. And that's why, because of that, one has to be careful that there shouldn't be this shvir sakelim of too much light. Elo leches la'at la'at. To go slowly, to bislach. And it would be good if there were chaverim were able to, when we're learning it, if chaverim were able to have, even over the phone or something during the week, to review, to chazer, to with oneself, to review, to go over and to incorporate it into one's life. But similar das mamatim l'madrigosahu shenafshay smeicha v'nivnes mizeh. As I said before, the simon that what you're doing is matim to your madrega, is that you feel simcha. You're feeling simcha. And v'nivnes mizeh, you feel that it's building you up. V'afim kashula, even though it's hard, you come up and repeat him yusav, it's like working out. It's like doing the same thing if you're working out. So when you're working out, you should be able to go to the madrega that's slightly beyond you, to push yourself to that madrega that's slightly beyond you, not to go to some crazy thing with exercising, but to that madrega that's slightly beyond you, and that when you do it, you feel it's a mechayim. Even though it's not a steer to, like, you know, hey, it's working out time and it's hard. So you'd rather just you know, lie down. You'd rather relax because this is hard. That's okay. It's hard, but you want to do it because it's the right thing to do, and you want to do it. You want to work out. You want to exercise. It's the right thing to do. I'm trying to give myself chizik for later on this morning. So you want to do it because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And you should be on a program that is hard for you, but it's just slightly hard for you. Not that it's ad kedei kach that you're going to dread it and then you're not going to do it. Or that when you do it, you feel it, mamasha, it's making you miserable. You can't stand it. It's a shvir sakelim. It should be that when you finish, during the time, it's hard to feel that. But when you finish, and you step off the treadmill or the bike, or you stop your running or whatever it is you were lifting, if you stop that, you feel a gishmak. You feel a gishmak. And you feel there's a binyan that's taking place. You feel that something is being built. That something is being. They even call it bodybuilding. You know, that's those strange looking people that they will. I'm not talking about Shagan. But you feel that it's building you. You feel that it's building you. There's a binyan that's taking place, and there's a mahalach of how to. There's a mahalach of how to increase. So I told you, I got this machine now, this elliptic. Is that, do I always forget how to call it? Elliptical or elliptic? Elliptical within it. Yeah? So the tzaddik that is helping with all this stuff, so he says, just put it on one. But I'm such a tipus that right away when he's not looking or somebody, and he's not there, I go like to four. You know? I'm gonna see how this goes. But it's a shluss. Yeah, he's right. I have to go with one. And I tried for a minute or two, and I said, it's not shy. And I go back to one, and I try to do what I can in one. And I realize that first setting needs some time. I don't know how long, but it's going to need some time, that first setting. And when I think about doing it, that I have to do it, there's this second that I have in my head that says, what did I get myself into? Why am I doing this? But it's for a split second. And then I go beyond that, and I say, no, but it's the right thing to do. And I do that. And b'shas ma'ase, it's hard. I'm pushing myself. You know, the amount of minutes that I'm working how to do this and so on. And I'm pushing myself. But then it's geschmack. It's good. It's good. It feels good. And there's a simcha that comes with that. And that's a very, very good moshel for how it works in Avodas Hashem. But you know that if I would talk, it'd be so silly to try that number four and move it up to two or three at the wrong time. Then in a week or two, I'm done with the whole project, and it'll be like the last treadmill that we bought 25 years ago. That was my hat and jacket. And nothing will come from it. There'll be no toilets at all. Just an embarrassment. And your wife starts to say, no. And it's very bad to start getting that kind of musa, So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's guidance. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. It's the same thing when it comes to Avodas Hashem. A program, laat, not to miss it. To be consistent, and to make it just slightly beyond what you were doing yesterday, or what you feel you could do. Another 30 seconds, another minute, slightly beyond. That's not quite the same thing. But if you're not feeling any simcha, if you're not feeling that there's a binyan that's taking place, so then it's not going to last. This is what happens with people that are dieting, and they make very extreme diets, and then up and down, and skinny and fat, all kinds of things that are going on with the dieting. It was never with the mahalach, with the binyan, la'at. Everybody wants to look right away a certain way, and all kinds of different patentum, to be able to accomplish something. And it's not with the mahalach, with the simcha, when there's a binyan. Instead, the person feels miserable with the food that he's eating. If another piece of lettuce, I'm going to kill myself, whatever. And there's no simcha, there's no feeling of, even though there's a feeling of accomplishment, but it was very fast and very strong and very sudden, and not bichlal where you were holding in your way of life, and it became you're asked to live a certain lifestyle that's that. Very much not kotze to the way that you used to live, and it doesn't go. V'af from kosher lo, we kol mokum v'pnimi yisod demargish zet tov lo. Kosher is not a contradiction. We spoke about this a lot. That it's hard is not a stira to margish zet tov lo. Tov and kosher are not contradictions, even though all of our kids think. The kids all think that that's a contradiction between the two worlds of Tov and Kosher. It's not. The best things in life are hard. Tov and Kosher are not steer. It's not a steer. Good and difficult is not a contradiction. But impossible, if you feel something is impossible or way beyond, that's a steer to Tov. That doesn't go with Tov. That does not go. But Toiv v'kasha is not a steer. V'ladov shenavshay nichbeis mimenu. But if there's something that you just get burnt out, nichbeis means, is the Israeli way of saying, something is extinguished, burnt out. V'ubo mitoiv atzbonus, and you're just nervous about it. If what you're learning makes you just nervous, how come I'm not doing this? I got to do more of this. I'm not there. If it's just getting you nervous and making you worried, then all we're talking about is another thing, another chore in your life that you don't want to do, and you'd rather not have, and you'll figure out some way to get out of. That's all it is. This is the feeling that this is what I have to do. That's not a good thing. That's not the right thing to motivate a person. Children, yeah, but not for an adult. to be motivated by that this is what I should be doing, this is what I have to be doing. That it's not bedika gedolah. You have to be careful with that. Of course, it's understood that all of this is not talking about inyanim and halacha. Of course, you have to keep everything in halacha. That's not what this is about. You have to keep Shabbos. You can't say that Shabbos is slightly beyond me. You do what you have to do. We're not talking about halacha. Shabem chayv kol Yehudi. Every Jew is chayv. Veins of mishana mahu margish. Makes a difference how you're feeling. We're talking about avodah. Madrega is not talking about putting on tefillin and keeping mitzvahs. On top, hey, oy zayis nadaber alaloymer yakar. This too, I want to tell you. Derech or Hashem is baruch hu, shumizgalu miskasa. Everybody, when you're beginning in avodas Hashem, you have to know that Hashem made the world in such a way where His light is mizgalo or miskas, it's revealed and it's covered, comes and goes. V'tamid achrei sheheyo l'adam divrei haTorah, and always after the person feels this or of divrei haTorah, v'yisnoytzeis b'libo eish kodesh, and there's a eish kodesh, a fire that burns in his heart, a spark of that fire, la'avdo yisbarach b'leiv emes, to serve Hashem b'leiv emes, Magiyas man shor miskas. It comes to a vahi erev that the or is miskas. Vaz hayetze manas liyayish es adam, and then the yetzar comes liyayish es adam. Liyayish es adam, to bring a person to a feeling of yayush. Barmer ein ze bishvilcha, and the yetzar has one message. You see, I told you ein ze bishvilcha. This is not for you. You were feeling great about it. Everything was according to the program that we're learning. You were working out in Ruchnius, and you were feeling good, and you were following this program, and you had a simcha, and you felt terrific about it, but then, whatever, the lights go out. So then the Yetzar tells you, it's not for you. The whole thing is not for you. V'tzarech l'das. Shekach yaderech haderech hakos v'yir v'yibayker. The Baruch Hu made everything in such a way of v'yir v'yibayker. Therefore, from the beginning, when you start, you have to always make a decision. Come what may, whatever it will be, I'm going to continue. To be mischazik in my emuna, that this is the path, this is the path, this is the mahalach, this is what I must continue on with. And despite the fact that a person now is in that place of choshev, again, there's the whole yisoid of what Chanukah is, that it came in such a golus, in such a way. L'schazik l'samitz b'emun. Ki b'zmani ha-choshev, what does a person do b'zmani ha-choshev? I'm going to learn a lot about this throughout the sefer. B'zmani ha-choshev, at a time of darkness, tzorech l'hachzik b'emes. This is a big yisoid in Likutei Moran, for those who are learning Lutra Maran. Tzarech l'hachzik be'emes. There's an opening where Rabbi Nachman says, Tzoya ta'asa l'teva, not Torah, Kufyud Beis, in a few places in Lutra Maran. Tzarech l'hachzik be'emes. When there's a term of choshech, Tzarech l'hachzik be'emes, what do you hold on to? You hold on to the truth, the emes. V'lo la'azif. This is the truth. I'm not feeling that right now. I'm not enjoying this right now. I feel like I'm back to where I started. Lo lazav, emes lo lazav. Yichazik es atzmo harei koydim heyuli moed. And you say to yourself, "Listen, I know that this was going well. I know that I felt a tremendous aura. I know that I was changing. It was going well. V'yagashti es emes, and I felt the emes." For Isis Hashem is barachimi, and I saw that Hashem was helping me. Vim came. Achshes a bevade lo hishtan. The person has to say, bevade lo hishtan. Achshes bevade lo hishtan. It's still true. It hasn't changed. Umash case, and he lo margish. I say, how come I'm not feeling this anymore? Zerak beglal hachosha. It's because of some darkness. There could be many, many, many causes for that darkness that are totally unrelated to your avodah, that have nothing to do with your avodah. They have to do with something else in the person's parnasa, marriage, kids, elections, COVID, whatever it is, lo chaseh, something else. V'im achzik ma'amet, and if I will continue not to let go of this truth, Hashem is Baruch Yair Li, then Hashem is Baruch will restore that light, will bring back that light. L'chein, therefore, akayim v'chikisi la'Hashem, therefore my job right now is to continue on, v'chikisi la'Hashem, and to wait for Hashem, amasti panav, who hides his face, mibeis Yisrael, v'kivisi lo, and to have hope in him that he'll bring back that light. And he'll bring back that light. Look at footnote Yud Dalet. This can be compared to a person who's in a room that's filled with objects, with things. Well, the person asks a chashuch, and suddenly the room is dark. He can't see anything. If he thinks that, well, I guess everything is gone. He doesn't see anything. Obviously, he's a shaita. Everything is there, it's just that you can't see them. It's dark, but everything is there. Kacha Yetzar writes Alasas as Adam Shaita. The Yetzar wants to make a person into a shaita. Shiachshu, Shabiglav Shachshav, Enamagish, to cause a person to think that just because right now he's not feeling this, he's not feeling anything, as a Simon Sha'or Kralokai, it means that the or is, that it's gone. There's nothing there, it's finished. A person has to make a ma'amatz. Lamoid al amdai. Lamoid al amdai. To hold on. The tefillah b'amuna. Tefillah and amuna, pashtus. To read Sipur Tzadikim. To be mischazik, we're going to Kifrei Tzadikim. Tefillah, amuna. Leinir darche chayim, not to abandon. Not to jump ship. Ashi yizke shi yiboka kashacha orcha. Until that time, when this gezeira, this time of darkness, will end and the light will come bursting through again, and you'll feel it once again. It's important to also, I said before about consistency, and I don't usually make a big inyan about this, but it is important. This whole inyan with this sefer, which I thought a lot about doing, it's not going to really have the toelis that it should have if you're not going to keep up on a regular basis. Which means sometimes a person can't come. But even if you can't come, then make sure to, it doesn't have to be you listen to me saying it over. You learn it yourself, or you talk to one of the other chaverim, and you go over the part that you didn't learn. Also, it's not going to work if it's coming in and going out and coming in and going out, you know, the usual malach, late or stuff like that. It's not going to work. It's not that kind of a sefer. This is a very, very lemaisa avaida, and it requires consistency. You can't miss the pieces of it. It has to be a limud that's through and through with review, and if you can't make it, or if you missed part of it, then not just to go on to the next part. If you missed something, then go over it, learn it over with one of the chaveim, because we want to really have a toelis that was intended in such a sefer, because it's the kind of a learning that's not just a learning, it's a project. It's a project, and there's hashgacha pratis that it came at this time in our lives. And if we're here, we want to work at it, we're going to work at it seriously. That's why I at least want to know that to get this sefer to have on the shelf, you all have a lot of svarim, and you don't need to have this another sefer on your shelf. This is a sefer that we should keep on our tables and our standards and in our lives, and to carry with us and go with us and to review and to live with, and mitzvah shem, to enjoy the pleasure of watching each other and ourselves grow and grow over the coming days and months and years. And we'll be zoche, Mr. Shem, to see mamish something new. See, to feel his chadshus, to feel an aura of Chanukah, an aura of Shabbos, an aura of tefillah, an aura of learning. Okay, we'll continue.